Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 6 and 7. I will say to God, my fortress, why hast thou forsaken me? Why go I about in sadness for my foes' dread tyranny? Their rebukes and scoffing words pierce my bones as pointed swords, as they say with proud defiance, where is God, thy soul's reliance? And what follows, Psalter 416, the stanzas 6 and 7.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 23, the verses 32 through 56. Luke 23, beginning with verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed in him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulcher, and how his body was laid. And they returned, and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day, according to the commandment. We hope to remember in prayer the family of Mr. Brian Slingeland, married to Sue, who has been lost since last evening while flying home in a private plane from Ontario. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee in this evening, a special day that has been set apart in the midst of thy church, to remember the death of thy dear Son, give a heart to acknowledge thee, that we may come up to thy house, that we may have a place in thy house, and may it please thee to richly dwell amongst us. Then thou yet maketh a difference where there is a family circle, a dear wife, children, mother, siblings that are filled with anxious thoughts, overwhelmed concerning the unknown, concerning their loved one. Lord, we humbly ask thee, where in this evening hour they have begun the search, that thou may guide them in thy divine providence. And to that end, we commend the whole family circle unto thee under these solemn circumstances. Wilt thou grant a place at thy footstool where they may unburden themselves and tell thee all? Lord, when we may be together as family circles, that we take it not all for granted, but that there may be times that we may become small and humbled under thy goodness, and to be given to use that precious time of grace to seek thee while thou mayest be found, and to receive the pardoning of our sins in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Then in this evening hour, we hope to meditate upon the deep suffering and the death of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was paid the price, where he has cried out, "It is finished," the payday for the church. May there be many amongst us that need such a payment, who have learned by thy Spirit what sinners they are. Oh, that missing, that have tried too hard to pay, and still, that debt is only becoming greater. Oh, Lord, may it please thee then in this hour that such souls, with the burden of their sin, that they may be brought to the cross, oh, to be given to look upon him, where he has paid the price, and that the burden may roll off. Wonder doing God, come down with thy spirit, grant a little light. Then we read in the scriptures, when thy dear son is hung on the cross, that there was 3-hour darkness. Then it is necessary also in this evening that that darkness be removed, Lord, where there is no room, where there is no need for that precious Savior, for those that can walk so easily upon the earth without the burden of their many sins. May it please thee in this evening to use the message of the cross, that he may be uncovered, because the cross declares that satisfaction must be made by us or by another. And, O Lord, what shall it be if at the end of our life we are still found with all our sins, with all our debt, and then to have to pay ourselves, and then it shall never be heard that it is finished. But, O Lord, then the message of the cross that declares unto us and our children a way and a possibility to be saved, where thy dear Son, who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering and preserving his church, Lord, wilt thou grant unto thy Zion that in this day, that in this evening hour, that a little new light, thou knowest how dark it can be, cold, lukewarm, no impression of her many sins, still a confession, and it can be so reformed, but, O Lord, we can be so far off. But wilt thou be a surprising God, that some new light may fall upon the cross of thy dear Son, and to be given to behold matters which we have never seen before, and to embrace him by the arms of faith, and so receive the pardoning of sins. And oh, what a blessing it is when also on Good Friday, with everything received, that there may yet be a missing and a need. And that is for the blessing of Easter, O Lord. Be then a surprising God, and this evening hour, thou hast done wonders on the day of crucifixion. Oh, there was that thief, there was the centurion that were converted unto thee. Then thou hast spoken such precious words. Wilt thou so open thy word in this evening, and grant thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening, Lord. We remember the countries, many of them, were on this day that has been set aside, where they could not go up to thy house. Many countries where there is persecution and no opportunity Wilt thou also remember the country with the war, also the churches there, undoubtedly, that for a great number of the churches, impossible to gather in thy house on this special day, we commend unto thee in that country the many mourning ones, the many injured, the ones that are distressed, nigh to despair, those that have lost their all, wandering upon the face of the earth as vagabonds, knowing not where they shall spend the rest of their life, many dwelling in great fear. For that people, it has become true in a special way. There is but a step between us and death. May they be given to cry unto thee. Wilt thou be a wonder-doing God? May it please thee to spread thy gracious wings over them, and that they may learn, that they may be given to see, that the enemy can come no further than thou willest and allowest. May this solemn calling be used, that many may be converted by thee unto thee, and that thy people may be given to make their calling and election sure. Lord, remember the many temporal needs. Provide for our daily bread. We may acknowledge thee for the moisture that thou hast given, if it may please thee. Wilt thou further be mindful of us? Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? Remember all the elderly ones? Remember the sick and afflicted, those under the doctor's care, dreaded disease, and other concerns? May they be given to cry unto thee. May the callings be sanctified. Remember all the crosses. Remember all the burdens. Remember thy church upon the face of the earth. And remember all the nations in a time when there is such a departing from thee, where thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. But, O Lord, the king still sitteth on the throne. He has given his life, and in the state of exaltation, he is gathering his church. May we and our children be included in that number, and press upon all our hearts that what shall it profit us if thou granteth much and great prosperity, and at the end we have such a heavenly high debt. O Lord, may there be a hastening for our life's sake. Grant tokens of thy favor. What greater tokens could thou grant when it would be heard, as on Good Friday, that sinners were converted unto thee, but also, for a people that were standing afar off, that they would soon be brought nigh through the blood? May then the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our transgressions. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 47, the first five stanzas. My God, I cry to thee. O, why hast thou forsaken me? Afar from me thou dost not heed, though day and night for help I plead. And what follows? The collection tonight is for the Synodical Education Committee. Psalter 47, the first five stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 23, verse 49. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Our text words speak of the women standing afar off, beholding these things. Four thoughts. First, the blessed Jesus they beheld. Secondly, the dying Savior they beheld. Thirdly, the remarkable events they beheld. And fourthly, the needed instruction as they beheld. The women standing afar off, beholding these things. The blessed Jesus they beheld. The dying Savior they beheld. The remarkable events they beheld. And the needed instruction as they beheld. Thus first, the blessed Jesus they beheld. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted by renewal that we may remember the death of the Son of God on the cross. A Good Friday many times is called the payday of the church. And how is it now concerning that payment, congregation? Have we learned to know our sins? Have we learned to weep? Christ in the Beatitudes, the second Beatitude, and Matthew 5, verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That is also being fulfilled concerning the church, concerning the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Our boys and girls can understand it, that if we do not have sin, and we all have sin, but if that has never become a burden, if we have never learned to cry because of our sins, then what must we do with the crucified Savior? Was the same with Pontius Pilate. When they have brought Jesus to him, he has said, what must they do with Jesus? It is called Good Friday, because it is the payday for the church. And my unconverted fellow travelers, on that cross is declared the only hope for us and our children. We read on the cross, at the foot of the cross, that on Good Friday there were those that were converted, the thief on the cross, the 11th hour, we would say 5 to 12, an encouragement for the old people. But William Guthrie, a Puritan, has said, one example in the Bible that none need to despair as long as we are in the land of the living, but only one, that we do not wait that long. Then around the cross, there was a great multitude that has come out of Jerusalem, and there was such a difference in that multitude. The Sanhedrin, filled with anger and envy, glad that Jesus was on the cross. Many have undoubtedly followed out of curiosity. The Romans, they were fulfilling their duty, and in that duty, the centurion was converted. And to that end, let us always remember that the Lord has appointed the means and the end. He has appointed the word of God that the church may be gathered. We have heard out of this chapter of those weeping women, the daughters of Jerusalem, that Christ has said, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children." Also many tears in the life of a child of God that fall not in the bottle, but the Lord has a people upon the earth that there are times, oh, those given tears, such a blessed place, a low place at the Lord's footstool, that they may be given to believe that they are tears granted by the Spirit, and that they are placed in the Lord's bottle. In our text, then we read, and all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, mentioned in all the four Gospels. In Matthew 27, the verses 56 and 57, the women which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, beholding afar off. In Mark 15, the verses 40 and 41, the women of Galilee, which ministered unto him. And then there is added many other women which came up with him to Jerusalem. Thus then there is a separation made between the women that have followed him from Galilee and the women of Jerusalem, which came up with him to Jerusalem. Do we then not think of Martha and Mary, who have dwelt in Bethany, where Jesus has received always a homecoming? When we read of his acquaintance, 'tis not all written in God's word. Then we read of a Lazarus, but then in Mark, by renewal, it is indicated that they have stood from afar. Are there such souls in this evening, in my midst, that may stand from afar with such a desire and such a holy longing for the things of the Lord, a people that cannot deny what the Lord has done, but their sins, their debt? In John 19, verse 25, we read, "There stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, then the question could be asked, how do we reconcile those scriptures where in John it is clearly written that there was John, and it is not clear when it speaks of his mother's sister, whether that was Mary, the wife of Cleophas, or whether they are two different women. Thus, in John we read that John has stood at the cross with three or four women. Included was Mary, the mother of Jesus, the angel Gabriel has said unto Mary that he would be great and the Son of the Most High. When they have brought the child to the temple, then Simeon, when he has blessed God, has said unto Mary that a sword would pierce her heart. We read in Luke 2 several times concerning the wonderful things that she has experienced. First, when the shepherds have come, and at the end of the chapter, when they have come to the temple when Jesus was 12 years old, and when Jesus has said in verse 49, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business, that Mary has kept those things in her heart. What a deep way for Mary, the mother of Jesus, with everything she has witnessed, with everything she has heard, and then to see her beloved firstborn son to be crucified. Nevertheless, the Lord is not forgotten. Thus there were women, a few of them, most of them, they have stood from afar. They were so timid. Many questions, it is true. When they have wept, then they have openly chosen for Jesus, because it is written in history that when the Sanhedrin condemned someone, then when people would weep, that was a sign of rebellion. Then a few of those women, they have experienced and heard more, undoubtedly. And it is true, when we read they stood from afar, we do not know how far. But then there were a few women that have heard when Jesus was crucified, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then there were a few women that have heard what that thief on the cross has spoken, his prayer, and those precious words to the thief, that today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Then Christ, the third crossword, then he has spoken to John and to Mary, behold thy son, behold thy mother. And then we read from that hour that John has taken Mary, the mother of Jesus, into his house. And then it seems when John has left to bring his mother to a dwelling, that those few women that have stood at the cross, that they have joined the other women, and that they have stood afar off, as we read in our text, that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Those women, we read of different ones in Luke 8, verse 3, that they have ministered unto him. Those women, they have sat at the feet of Jesus. They have heard his precious instruction. They were wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. They have experienced such rich and such precious times. When we read that they stood afar off, then how true that was concerning the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has a people that may come under his prophetical office. Oh, with such a joy and with such a delight, God's house has become their life. His word so precious. They have received those graces of faith, hope, and love. Concerning the kingly office, oh, when the Lord begins, then we make that good and precious choice of a Ruth. Thy God shall be my God. Thy people, my people, and thy God, my God. Concerning those women, there were many questions, many riddles. When they were given to see their beloved master, that he was led to the cross, they were afar off. But when we read those words, oh, they experience times, it is true, they learn, because of their sins, that separation, that breach, that is so great, and that is so wide. Nevertheless, oh, there are times that they are not afar off, through that prophetical ministration of Christ, does not mean they know him. But, oh, ask those souls that when there are those times at the throne of grace, when they may be given to pour out their heart, cry unto the Lord, when they may open the scriptures, when they may come up to God's house, when they may feel a special presence, then they are not afar off, but they may be brought nigh. Concerning those women, those acquaintances that stood at a distance from the cross, one thing they could tell you, with all their questions, with their riddles, with the burden of sin, that they loved him who was led to the cross, that they could say with the Peter, oh, it is true, timid, standing at a distance, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Are there such souls that stand afar off? The love shed abroad on Good Friday with the prayer of people with everything they have experienced. Do you know what those souls experience? That love, there are times that it seems to cover everything, but Good Friday teaches us that satisfaction needs to be made. The cross teaches us what the instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism have instructed in Lord's Day number 5. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. Is there then a way that we can escape punishment? And what else are those souls that stand afar off? They know what else. Oh, of course, punishment is terrible, but and to be restored into favor. And then the answer, God will have us just as satisfied, and that satisfaction must be made by us or by another. Necessary that we learn it, exercise therewith, and that way the Spirit makes room for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our second thought, the dying Savior, they beheld. He was led out of the city, brought to Golgotha, and Luke called Calvary Golgotha, that is Hebrew. Calvary, that is Latin. Both means the place of the skull. Different thoughts. Some perhaps think because of the crucifixions that there were skulls in that place. Others think perhaps in the shape of a skull. Many times we speak of a mount, of a hill, where the cross was upon. We do not read it specifically in Scripture, but we do read that all those that passed by, they beheld that subscription. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Also the women, they stood afar off, we read in our text. And beholding these things, thus undoubtedly it is implied, along a road leading out of Jerusalem, on a higher elevation, there the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. The women, it is true, a few have witnessed it closer, most of them afar off, where they were given to see that the Romans have taken the cross of Jesus, laid on the ground. They have stretched out his hands and his feet, and he was nailed to the cross. They have taken that cross and set it upright. Crucifixion, that was a punishment not for the Jews, was a punishment of the Romans for great criminals and for slaves. The Jewish have stoned the guilty. Then in this evening, then it is, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. May it please the Lord to grant unto a soul that stands so afar off, so afraid, so timid. Ah, there can be so much, whether they are humble enough or whether they have learned their sins deep enough. But oh, when we consider that cross, what a preaching. Christ has come. We read before he was nailed to the cross that they have offered him vinegar, must make a separation between the first drink and the second drink. The first he refused because it was a drink that would numb the senses, that those that were crucified, that they would not feel the full pain. But I read in Hebrews 12, verse 2, oh, on Good Friday, the love of the Son of God, that he was willing to be that lamb. He was the lamb without blemish, no original, and no actual sin, that he has went to the cross, that he has not opened his mouth. And I read in Hebrews 12, verse 2, looking unto the author and finisher of our faith, that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, Christ, he refused the drink. He would bear the full punishment for his people, also for those that stood afar off on Golgotha Calvary. The blood has flown. The pain was great, unbearable. But oh, above all, the agonies of a soul. The instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism, they have stated that he was plunged into those hellish agonies. Ah, for those women, what a preaching women. What is now the reason? Ah, for those women, concerning that priestly office of the mediator, was so hidden from them. They stood so afar off concerning the crucifixion. What a preaching. Oh, soon they would no longer stand afar off, but they would be brought nigh through the blood. Because why is Christ now hung on that cursed cross? I read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, that he was made sin, and in Galatians 3, that he was made a curse. He was willing to take the sins, all the sins of the whole church upon him, and to that end has stood guilty before his Holy Father, the Son of God on the cross. He has endured the wrath of his Father against sin. A great preaching for those women that stood afar off, but they were still so blind. Ah, what did those women need? They needed the enlightening of the Holy Spirit. Ah, for those women, when he was crucified, their expectation had come to an end. Everything was cut off. With everything they have experienced, 'tis such a way against the flesh, such an unfathomable way. But blessed that people, those women, where they cannot find their ground in everything they have experienced, in their tears, their repentance, their reformation, their experience cannot be missed. When the Spirit works, then we can tell of those things. But now for those women, they stood afar off. And then Christ, finally he has cried out, "It is finished." What a deep way for those that were standing afar off. But oh, young and old, there is declared for the church the way. Do we not read in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? On the cross of Calvary, there is declared a sacrifice so full and so free for his people. Oh, it is true. Those women still stood afar off, but soon they would understand what a preaching that Good Friday is, where the Savior, with those outstretched arms on the cross, then he is calling unto sinners, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest." Oh, then the Savior declares the willingness to receive the greatest sinners. Oh, then on the cross it is declared, Isaiah 45, verse 22, "Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God and none else." Are there such women, are there such souls, with the burden of sin, with your debt, that stand afar off? Then in this evening the Lord is declaring that precious Savior on the cross. Then he is declaring that he is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s, then we may be given to see the Lamb of God, so white, so innocent, and yet he has become ruddy. The blood has flown freely. Then it may be declared in this evening for those that stand afar off, for souls that have tried so hard to pay, but are experienced that their debt is only becoming greater. Oh, those women with the death of Christ, they have experienced the cutting off work from their side, everything impossible, and then it would be necessary that they would be brought nigh to the blood. Oh, on the cross of Calvary, then it is declared, him who was fairer than the children of men, and that grace is poured out upon his lips. What precious cross words. Ah, for those women, then he is hung in darkness, 3-hour darkness. What that must have been also for those women that stood afar off when they were given to see, when he has spoken the 7th crossword, that their expectations, that they have come to an end. But oh, on the cross it is declared, what I read in Zechariah 13, verse 1, "And that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness." Ah, then the Savior in this evening for those that stand so afar off, with their heavenly high debt, that have learned to love, even bow under the justice of God. Ah, for those women who cannot deny that they desire, they hunger and thirst after righteousness, then that blessed Savior, where he has merited salvation, where he has cried out, "It is finished," Then he is declaring, as I read in Isaiah 1 verse 18, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, red as crimson, they shall be as wool. For those women, then those precious invitations, then do as in Esther. Then she has declared in her great need, under the sentence of death, so I will go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish. Those women, they have the warrants in God's word, with those invitations and with those callings. They may come with what the Lord has declared, what the Lord has promised. And for those that stand afar off, they shall never be sent away, because we read that his name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. Then those women have beheld remarkable matters. Let us first sing Psalter 212, the three stanzas. I thought upon the days of old, the years departed long. I held communion with my heart by night, recalled my song, and what follows. 212, the three stanzas. Thank you. the women standing afar off, beholding these things. The blessed Jesus they beheld. The dying Savior they beheld. And now thirdly, the remarkable events they beheld. Many times those daughters that stand afar off, then each time by renewal they come in the guilt. Because we can understand it when those women have stood afar off, that they were all eyes and all ears, that the tears have flowed so freely. It is true, we read, that Jesus has spoken with a loud voice, but whether they have heard everything clearly that was spoken around the cross, that we do not know. And then afterwards, so often that people, that they come in the guilt when they are so silent and when they are so timid. Then also, for those that stand afar off, when they hear of those who have been wrought upon so powerfully and so quickly. Oh, concerning that thief on the cross, that in such a short time before his death, that he has experienced the wonderful works of the Lord, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that thief, there came a time that he became quiet, same many times as those daughters are. Oh, there came a time that he could not keep silent, but to warn his friend, given to acknowledge that they received the due reward of their sins. But this man has done nothing amiss. And then such a short prayer, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And then immediately an answer, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, when those souls that stand afar off, then what a questions there can be. Already perhaps so long a beggar, experienced that the Lord is a prayer giving and a prayer hearing God, but no answer has yet brought relief. But all for those souls that stand afar off, tell me then in this evening, have you never experienced that the Lord knows of you, encouraged, hope revived, given to believe that the Lord has begun that good work? Oh, tell me then in this evening, is that prayer strange? Do you remember me? What I read in Psalm 106 verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. But what a questions, what a riddles, and that the enemy comes and says, oh, that thief, he can so clearly tell the time and how the Lord has converted him. Oh, when that thief, let us remember, congregation, that those thieves, that they shall become so jealous of those that stand afar off, those who were led in a more gradual way. The remarkable events they beheld, they have seen their beloved master who has done so much good. Oh, think especially of Mary Magdalene. Jesus has cast out 7 devils, and now to see him, her whole soul loved. Oh, undoubtedly, the church had a hope that in that 3-hour darkness that Jesus would come down from the cross, but he has remained hanging, and then as King first bowed his head and then commended his spirit unto the Father, a great earthquake. And oh, that centurion, very well possible, clear that he was converted, that it was that Roman centurion that allowed those women to stand around the cross in the beginning with the Apostle John. Then for that centurion, then what a precious confession we read. He glorified God. He has confessed this was a righteous man. This was the Son of God. Then for those women that have stood afar off, so much ignorance, so much darkness, they have still stood there. Oh, it is true, with a heart of love. Let that be a point of examination, young and old. Do you love the Lord? When we love someone, then we shall know it. It is true, the further leadings, because I read in John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That is necessary instruction for those that stand afar off. Our last thought, the needed instruction as they beheld. Then they needed to learn, led into the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Good Friday, 'tis the payday for the church. The 6 crossword, it is finished. In Greek, only 1 short word. Where Christ, where he has taken the sins of his church upon him, that he was willing to be that surety, that he was willing to be that substitute. Oh, Christ in his suffering, especially concerning his soul, then he could truly say, with the prophet Jeremiah in Lamentations 1 verse 12, is it nothing to you that pass by? Behold, and see if there be a sorrow unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, where the Lord has afflicted me in his anger. He was willing to suffer. He was willing to die. He was willing to pay the price And now for those that stood afar off with everything that they have experienced was all cut off. And now for those that stand afar off with their heavenly high debt and a demanding justice, then what a preaching the cross of Christ is may be declared with those pierced hands and those pierced feet. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Then it was necessary for those women that stood afar off that they would do as the psalmist in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Because on the cross there is a salvation declared, so full and so free, without money and without price. We read in Ephesians 2 verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus ye, who sometimes were afar off, made nigh by the blood of Christ, may the Lord grant a light to shine upon the cross for those that stand afar off, for those that have seen something of the cross. May it please the Lord to grant further light. Ah, the Lord has a people that learn more and more, so dependent, the Lord does not grant it. It shall be a cross in 3-hour darkness, but when it pleases the Lord to grant a little instruction to be given to behold him who is fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured out upon his lips, how that has been fulfilled on Good Friday, the payday for the church. And now those women with a heart full of love, ah, they have stood afar off, but already on Good Friday, it is true, they needed further instruction, but they were drawn. And then it is clear that after the multitude is left, after Christ has died, ah, those women with a heart full of love, they have remained. They have beheld richer things. It is also clear that the disciple John, because we read in his gospel that he has recorded these things, they have seen that the soldiers have come, when they have come to Jesus, not broken his legs, but with a spear, and there out came blood and water. Oh, that fountain for the cleansing of sin, the blood for their justification, and the water for their sanctification. But now those women, after he has died, they were not finished. The multitude is left, still smitten their breasts, still an impression that the Lord has spoken for Pontius Pilate. And not an easy day, young and old. We are soon ready to leave the sanctuary. And how shall it be with us? Oh, the payday for the church, Good Friday, my unconverted fellow travelers, there it is declared that there is a sacrifice for sin. There lieth our hope, the possibility. Oh, ask then the Lord for the precious work of the Holy Spirit, that you may be included in that work. Because what shall it be, O may I ask you? How is it with your sins? How is it with your debt? How shall it be if you have to appear before your Maker with all your sins, and then to be cast away into that bottomless pit, and where there shall never come a messenger to say that the debt has been paid, and that to all eternity? But oh, in this evening, then the Lord is yet calling sinners to repent and believe, as Christ has declared in Mark 1, verse 15. But for those women, there were disciples, Peter so wretched, and those other disciples, but those women, a heart full of love, they have remained, they were given to behold, undoubtedly, that they have helped Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, where they have taken their beloved off the cross, where they have wrapped him in linen with those 100 pounds of spices. Then those women that were afar off, when the multitude is left, they have remained. They were brought nigh to the cross. Oh, it is true. They still needed to learn much. And then they were given to behold the sepulcher where he was laid. And then they have hasted before the Sabbath day. They have purchased those spices that on the first day of the week, that they may embalm them in a richer measure. Those were the exercises of the women. What blessed exercises for the church, when they may be given to meditate, when they may be given to be exercised with the wonderful works of the Lord. They returned home. They have rested on the Sabbath day with desires that they would come to bring those spices for their beloved one, young and old. Women that stood afar off, what a blessing it is for the living church when they may be brought nigh through the blood, and on Good Friday to be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, the payday of the church, but with the experience of Good Friday, that there may still be a need to experience Easter, the application of salvation, because I read in Romans 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to give the application and to be the after preacher. And may we be given to all examine how it stands with our debt, how it is with our sins, Lord, where that need is still missed. Wilt thou work it in this evening hour, where thou hast begun? Then we can stand so afar off with a holy jealousy, and then needful to be brought nigh through the blood. Wilt thou grant the further leadings to thy children? Wilt thou grant exercises when thou granteth on the coming Lord's Day? Oh, it is true, each Lord's Day, then we are given to remember he is risen indeed, but on the coming Lord's Day in a special way. May it please thee to be a surprising God. Oh, that thy people may receive a visit, that they may be instructed. Oh, to be given to behold those pierced hands and pierced feet. Lord, by renewal, we commend unto thee the whole family circle that is filled with such fears, with such anxious thought, with those unknowns. Wilt thou grant a place at thy footstool where they may mightily call upon thy name? Wilt thou remember those that are busy searching? May it please thee to lead and guide. And, ah, Lord, could it be yet a surprising report? If it is different, give a bowing under thy will. Bring us safely to our homes. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 419, the stanzas 2 and 3. A mighty stream of foul transgression prevails from day to day. But thou, O God, in great compassion, will purge my guilt away. Consistory announces that there are two new blue sermon books at the exit, 419, 2 and 3. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.